This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20 thou off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what's sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
That was a great Rockford bit. That was voiced by an actual client, buyer of mine, and I wrote it, and it was absolutely a true story. And very rarely do you get a buyer saying, you know what, he didn't take my first offer, let's give him another offer and make it lower. And I actually printed out that particular listing because what happened was it actually never sold, and it stood on the market, and then eventually it sold for what my buyer had picked the price for. So at the time it was overpriced. It was in one of those crazy markets way back in the day, maybe in 2012, the doldrum years. And so it was turned into a pretty ironic story. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. We have the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, which we'll do in the fourth segment, and year-to-date, which we'll do in the first segment, including Montecito, and an update on the pending sales over the last 8 weeks. Some very good news. I was so excited. My week, my fiscal week, starts Friday at 12:01 a.m., and goes through Saturday, or maybe it goes, yeah, goes through Saturday to through Friday at 12 a.m. And so it includes the week Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's it ends. So a Saturday, Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, I was so curious to see what had happened with the pending sales, because I've been tracking the pending sales since we shifted real estate, no caravans, no open houses, and everything's been shut down. And so I've been tracking that. So I was so anxious, I couldn't even wait till Saturday morning when I normally do it. I did it Friday afternoon, and there were 18 pending sales for the week, the highest in the last 8 weeks. And then by the time I checked Saturday morning, it popped up to 19. So for the last 8 weeks, we're averaging 11.5 pending sales per week. Last 3 weeks, 15.33. pendings per week, single family only, a lot of people buying condos, mobile homes. And yes, this is much less than the 20.6 pendings per week that we averaged from January 1st through March 13th, 2020. Obviously a drop off, but I think extraordinary numbers. I'm just very impressed. Speaking of impressed, we have a guest joining me in the second segment, Ellen Bilston, and I interviewed her 2017. She's part of the American Institute of Architects, and she's a local architect here in Santa Barbara. And it didn't occur to me that her name is Bilston. Build, like design a building, and she's an architect. Missed that joke, but we'll do it this time. Okay. We have year-to-date stats. Are we ready for that? Let's see. Yes, we are. Okay, this is through May 8th, 2020. And we have median price single-family homes, $1,332,500. Now, we ended up at 2019 single-family homes median price, $1,316,500. So year-to-date, we're up higher than 2019 was. However, last year through May 8th, 2019, the median price was actually $1,345,000. So we're a tad under that. The real story is the number of sales. The number of sales are down, 286 single-family sales through May 8th, 2020. Last year at this time, 333. So It's 47, if I can do math in my head on the air. That's 47 fewer sales, you know, about 2.5 sales per week, fewer sales. That's a lot. That's conceivably 5 agents per week were making sales. 5 sellers, 5 buyers were very happy. Escrow, home inspections, pest control. So a lot of ancillary businesses, and but primarily the buyers and sellers that didn't do what they wanted to do. So that's down. Now, if you look just at Montecito, which I started doing in 2018 due to the debris flow, in 2020, Montecito sales through May 8th is the opposite, a little bit higher than last year. 53 Montecito sales through May 8th, 2020. Last year, 48. And the median price, 2020 Montecito, $2.9 million. Last year, just over $3 million, so very similar. If you look at the debris flow year of 2018, 35 sales. And if you go back a year before the debris flow, 2017, 53 sales. And for bonus points, Richard, what are the number of sales Montecito in 2020 year-to-date? Incorrect. It's 53, the same as 2017. So 53 this year in Montecito, 48 in 2019, 35 in the debris flow 2018, and back 2017, 53. So that's all good news. Median price also pretty similar. You know, 2.9, 2.7, 3 million, and now this year 2.9. So clustered there in that price range. The weekly multiple listing sales update will be in the fourth segment. Okay. What did I have? Well, let's take a look at Kylie Jenner. I've been meaning to do this. It started on February 22nd, 2020. I read that Kim Kardashian followed in the footsteps of her mother, Kris, the aforementioned Kylie Jenner, and bought an undeveloped home site in La Quinta's Madison Club community for $6.3 million. La Quinta out there down near Palm Springs. And she bought this land on the same street as the minimalist mansion that Kris Jenner purchased in 2018 for $12 million. Well, what do you expect for $12 million? No one uses mansion in Santa Barbara. We see that used. That guest that comes on from the Wall Street Journal, the real estate reporter, that's the name of her segment, her piece, mansion. We use estate, seems, in Santa Barbara, Montecito, Hope Ranch. So, and it's also a few doors down from an undeveloped parcel that Kylie Jenner bought last year. Kylie. Stories about Kylie. So now, fast forward to May 2020, this was back in February 2020, more glam for young mogul Kylie Jenner. I think someone told me she's 22 years old. She is. And she just sold the controlling stake in her cosmetics company, Kylie Cosmetics. She spelled cosmetics with a K. Kylie is with a K. Kylie Cosmetics. She sold it for $600 million. So what do you do with $600 million? Well, she just bought here in May of 2020. She purchased a $36.5 million house in Bel Air, along with, what was that TV show? The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. And Richard's in the studio. I'm off-site using Skype, and yet he's still wearing a mask. Thank you for the mask, Richard, because this way I don't have to look at your face. So it's can't be too careful. It's she bought – oh, it mentions right here. She bought some land in La Quinta last year, and the $36.5 million sale, it's the second highest sale in April. Someone spent $43.3 million. Jenner bought a 15,000 square foot home, and that's probably about two, three times the size of the parcel you live on, if you live in a typical home here in the Santa Barbara area. And it first went for sale for $55 million on an acre, a guest house, basketball court, projection screen, contemporary, 5,000 square feet of covered patio space. Again, a 50 by 100 square foot parcel is kind of typical to find in tract homes. And she's got 5,000 square feet of covered patio space. That's really great California living because you're outside so much. Seven bedrooms and 14 bathrooms. Love the ratio. 22-year-old Kylie Jenner. Richard, see if you can get her on the program for next week, and we'll do an interview with Kylie Jenner. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with architect Ellen Beltzon, see what she's building lately. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.